Number 1.
So, John, do you have any plans for your family vacation?
Well, we usually visit my parents in Florida, but the drive is so tiring, we may stay closer to home this year.
How about taking the train instead?
I hadn't thought of that.
My kids really like being free to move around, and they love the sleeping compartments.
You know, that sounds appealing. We'd have to find someone to look after the dog, but it might be worth it.
Question: What is the woman's opinion? Number 2.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to have these pants shortened. How long do your alterations take?
We generally need 2 full days, so you could pick them up on Wednesday evening. Are you in a hurry?
Well, if possible, I'd really like to have them sometime tomorrow.
We can do that for an extra $5. The total would be $12.
Fine. I'll drop by tomorrow afternoon, then.
Question: What will the man do?
Number 3.
Excuse me, did I just hear that the 9 o'clock train to Kentbury has been cancelled?
Yes, ma'am. By the time a replacement is ready, the next train will be leaving anyway.
But that doesn't leave until 10:15. I've got to be in Kentbury by 10.
You could take a taxi. The worst of the traffic should be gone by now. Or take the bus, which wouldn't cost as much.
I'd rather pay extra. At least then I might get there on time.
Question: What will the woman probably do?
Number 4.
Hi, Simone. Have you finished that travel guidebook you've been putting together?
Yeah, it's all done. The whole process was a bit frustrating, though.
Why? Was it difficult editing all the articles? Travel writers can be defensive about their work.
No, that was fine. But my boss has been away, so I had to teach myself how to use the publishing software as I went along, which slowed things down.
Well, with this experience, the next one is sure to go more smoothly.
I hope so.
Question: What does the woman say about the guidebook?